Exe News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. A 14-year-old Baxter student was taken into custody after a report of a threat to the Forest View Middle School. The Baxter Police Department says the officers identified the unnamed male student as the person responsible for making the threats Monday evening. In a Tuesday release, the Baxter PD says the student was taken into custody without incident for felony threats of violence and was transported to a juvenile detention center. The incident remains under investigation, and charges have been referred to the Crow Wing County Attorney's Office for prosecution. Nisswa Mayor Jennifer Carnahan declined to resign during a crowded Tuesday council meeting. The Nisswa City Council is still expected to consider a vote of no confidence and a motion to censure its mayor at a meeting in January. Carnahan says the planned actions were a violation of her First Amendment rights, and she hadn't violated the city's code of conduct.
When a resolution conflicts with the Constitution always prevails. And last time I checked, we were living in America, not communist China.
Carnahan accused a Nisswa resident of assaulting her outside of a business during the city's holiday lighting event in November. Prosecutors declined to press any charges twice. Carnahan is also being scrutinized for allegedly having a loud conversation about how to remove fellow council member Jesse Zahn at a Nisswa restaurant. Zahn responded to Carnahan's accusations of politicizing the situation.
This is not any political stunt, as you have alluded to, Mayor Carnahan. This is simply, again, accountability.
Carnahan was ousted as chair of the Minnesota GOP in 2021 over allegations of creating a toxic workplace, as well as her connections to convicted sex trafficker Anton Lazaro. She moved to Nisswa, where she also owns a boutique, following the death of her husband, Representative Jim Hagedorn, in 2022. She was elected Nisswa's mayor in 2024. In Carnahan's time as mayor, the Pine and Lakes Echo Journal reports the city has lost its administrator and clerk, and two interim administrators left within a matter of weeks. The Red Lake Nation is the latest tribe to sign a compact with Minnesota to sell recreational cannabis off its reservation. Native Care, the tribal council-authorized dispensary in Red Lake, announced its plans to open new locations, with a grand opening event planned for Thief River Falls on New Year's Eve. Red Lake also announced its intentions to open a Native Care dispensary in West St. Paul next month. Cannabis dispensaries on the Red Lake Nation opened the first day recreational cannabis was legalized in Minnesota during August 2023. Chairman Daryl Seeke says in a news release that the Tribal Council's work to make its cannabis operations successful by venturing out into the statewide market will help the band develop the means to fund infrastructure projects, such as replacing the outdated water and sewer systems on the reservation. Car manufacturers Kia and Hyundai have reached an estimated $500 million settlement for the sales of vehicles lacking industry-standard anti-theft technology. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison says the knowing failure on the part of the manufacturers created conditions for an epidemic of car thefts in Minnesota and elsewhere. He led a bipartisan coalition of 35 states' attorneys general in the lawsuit. Hyundai and Kia will offer free hardware fixes for affected vehicles, with notices expected to be issued in the new year. Hyundai and Kia owners will have 1 year from receipt of notice to have the fix installed. The settlement also includes paying restitution to consumers whose cars were damaged by thieves, defraying the costs of the state's investigations, as well as equipping all future vehicles with the industry standard of engine immobilizing anti-theft technology. The Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development announced more than $91 million in awards under the Public Facilities Authority. A large portion of the funding is dedicated to replacing nearly 1,000 lead service lines in 15 cities across the state. Crosby is receiving more than $300,000 in funding to replace more than 30 lead lines with copper, and Thief River Falls will also receive funding to replace more than 70 lead lines. The Public Facilities Authority helps cities replace aging infrastructure and make system improvements to protect public health and improve water quality. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.